B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Hey!
Tony, I haven't heard from you in a long time. You close up the place up in Cape Coral? You go on vacation? Did you go off to some tropical island? What's going on?
No.
Okay. What's up, meathead?
About me?
Sorry. It's old habits. I got to ask you. I don't know in relation, because I don't know Cape Coral that well. I know your place. Did you get hit by that tornado?
You mean the restaurant or my place?
Why? Did one get hit?
No. However, I had Big Tim out making a delivery right in the middle of that.
The thing happened when it was dark and night outside. You were making a delivery?
Dad, we've had to expand our deliveries.
I never knew you had delivery service.
Well, it's something we started as of January 1.
Oh, okay.
Should never have been exposed to the elements like that. But I got... Damn it, Stan.
What, Tony?
I was busy trying to cook up a takeout order of some Kung Pao shrimp.
When did you start serving that?
Ever since they come out with the P.F. Chang's in a bag. We found that people will pay a premium for delivery. They don't ever see the place.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Do you advertise at Cape Creepin' Chowder? Would you like Kung Pao chicken from P.F. Chang's? Do you say that?
Yes.
You can't
deliver.
And it's the frozen stuff that you get in your grocer shelf.
Well, we found it very successful when you partner with a brand name. We also offer
steak
Frisco melt. We offer White Castles. And the delivery business has been really good, and then it fell off. Not a lot of repeat business.
Because they find out it's the frozen stuff in a box and not the fresh cooked stuff. No, you stupid idiot. Hey, what kind of dessert you got?
Well, we have Edward's pecan pie.
Who's pecan pie?
Edward.
Edward's pecan pie. What is that? Another store bought grocer shelf pie?
Don't you understand that the hot trend in restaurants is to partner?
You're not partnering with anybody. You do.
Well, it's like, the Pizza Hut, I think it is, has a Hershey's chocolate cookie.
Let me explain something to you. No, let me explain something. When you partner up with somebody, let's just say
Tony's Chips Ahoy, and then the R with the circle, cookies and cream.
Tony's Lousy Leftovers. Let me explain something to you. When you partner...
I tried to save the earth, friend.
You ain't trying to save nothing but your ass.
I don't like waste. My mama always told me that there are children starving over there and you should eat it all.
When you partner up with a chain, a franchise, a Pizza Hut, a P.F. Chang's, a Mrs. Smith's... peach pie, an Edwards pecan pie, you pay for the rights to use that. In other words, Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder pays a licensing fee to P.F. Chang's or to Pizza Hut or to the people at Pepsi, and they give you the rights in a limited amount to use their name. You're not paying any rights to use a partner-up deal with any franchise. You're going to the local Publix and the Sam's Club, and you're buying the stuff, and you're trying to make a buck off it.
Okay.
Now, let's say P.F. Chang's.
So that's from all your years of experience as a restaurant.
Look, let me ask you this. All right, maybe
let me tell you something.
I happen
to have received an award for moving a certain amount of units from the good people at Miller Lite. I got a sign that says Miller Lite, and then underneath it, restaurant.
That's just the light. Wait a second. Let me ask you this. If I go
it's
right.
Pretty cool.
I bet it is. I love neon. If you go and to the grocery store and you say you're going to get some P.F. Chang's frozen fried rice that is in your grocery shelf, I think you can get two for $5. That's two servings of rice for $5. You right. pay the $5 for that. Now, somebody calls your dump and says, hey, I see you've got P.F. Chang's fried rice. I'd like it a double order to be delivered, a double order extra large fried rice. You charging them $5?
Well, here's my business.
How much
model.
Are you charging them? How much for what fried I've, rice?
What I've noticed is that an entree from the grocery freezer.
Yes.
Cost $7.99.
Okay, yes.
Now, if you were to order that same item at the restaurant, it's substantially more.
Yes, it's something like, you know, say $15.99.
What I do is I look at their restaurant price. That's what I charge them, plus a delivery premium and a convenience fee.
So that's $7.99 entree. Old man, that $7.99 entree is now $15.99. So you're doubling your profit on it without giving
right.
them, without giving the franchise or the chain any money from that. You're doubling it. You're marking
no,
it up.
I give them my money when I buy the bag.
You're buying it from the grocery store. It does not give you the right
now
to resell it on a retail level.
I always show up to charge if I have to change the power on the oven, on the microwave, because sometimes you got to microwave it on high for 7.5 minutes and then on 50% for six.
And so you got this $7.99 meal, probably for about $22 delivered with the service fees and all that. How much? Be honest with me.
The $15.99, the $5 delivery charge,
$5
convenience fee, and then I think it's a $3.50 fuel surcharge.
So you're already up to $25.20. And how much?
And of course, I watch Timmy's money for him.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask. You know, because when they get delivered, Big Tim comes up to the door and tells them that their $7.99 frozen dinner is going to be actually $27.50. And then they give him a tip. They'll give him a couple of bucks tip. Do you take that from him?
Absolutely.
You take his tip money.
And at first, when I started, I was drinking. And that's when I got the idea for the delivery.
Yep, drinking. You sober now?
Well, I was sitting at the kitchen table.
Drinking.
Smoking.
And drinking.
Whole house is dark.
Yeah.
I just got that one sort of chandelier looking light on low over the table.
Hasn't been a home since Sheeler died.
There wasn't much of one when she was there. At least now all I got to do is deal with my own mess.
She had a stroke.
But it was about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I had to make the decision because I finished off the last beer. Do I get into the peppermint schnapps?
Yeah.
And my first thought, Stan, I'll be honest with you, was I was thinking about having girls in bikinis deliver.
Yeah.
But then I thought, because I know the way people think.
You certainly do. You've lived life.
They might be disappointed in the food. They might be disappointed in the delivery time. Who knows?
Yeah.
But if you send somebody out there with a handicap, an obvious mental and physical defect,
who can still drive
a car, and he just happens to be 6'8" yeah. and cries easily. Nobody's going to argue with
you. You are exploiting him. You have exploited him for years.
I am like a butt at a head.
You are not. You're like a slave master. And you're exploiting him. It's almost like the story of human trafficking. You're trafficking. You're profiting off the misfortune.
You're trying to act like Timmy is a normal boy. He's not. He's a handicap.
He still has feelings. He's still functional, Tony. And you're exploiting. You're taking
feelings.
His money. You're using
He's
him.
He's a gentle giant. And I'll have you. Would you know what Santa Claus brought him this year?
What did Santa Claus bring him this year?
A Superman t-shirt.
Okay.
That's about 5 sizes too small, so it's real tight.
Yeah.
Well, he gave him a cape, too.
Uh-huh.
To you and I, we would think it's one of my red tablecloths, but to him, it's a cape. And so he puts on that too tight Superman shirt, ties a tablecloth around his neck, puts on his favorite underpants and flies.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2:00, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Was once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition. Now, look, I'm not going to play spoiler or anything like that about last night, but I will tell you this.
Spoiler?
I will tell you this. I, for the first time ever, watched a full Game of Thrones.
Well, boy, you picked the wrong one.
You darn right I did. You know what I said to my girlfriend? How could you waste 8 years of your life? This? How can you waste 8 years? This? I said, this is an hour and 20 minutes I couldn't get back last night. Now, keep in mind, I'm extremely neutral about this because I'm not a fan. I've never seen it. She's briefed me on who the characters are. Okay.
Okay, who are the characters?
You got the midget. Then you got the blondie. Then you got the...
Which blondie?
The one that lived, but died.
Oh, okay.
The one with the dragon. Which, by the way, they really... A little gimmicky. They overdo this dragon stuff. They keep everything that on a basic budget, and then they must have spent tons on, you know, computer graphics to put a dragon in there. Which, from this person's perspective, a little... Come on. All right, and then it starts nudging the blondie like Lassie. Please,
Stan. You don't understand.
Yeah,
though.
She hatched him from eggs, and they're like intertwined.
I wasn't even going into that, but if you watched the show from the beginning,
it's horrible.
They teased you as to, well, is this a figment of somebody's imagination? Wow. Is it a legend? You don't see the dragons for a long time
until they hatch, and then this one flies off. All right, and then you got...
And then what the hell did Bran mean? Has anyone seen Drogon? Perhaps I can locate him.
Yeah. I'm up to third of all. The acting is horrible. You got... This was... The best way I could describe was they must have had some kid that did a high school play... And then they try to bring it to HBO. This was pathetic.
Here is the problem.
It's horrible.
No, it's not.
It's bad. These actors...
What you saw was bad.
And the elf making a bunch of speeches. That's all he does through the whole thing. Making speeches.
He's a good actor.
Fine. But he really relaxed his role in this thing. Because they get too comfortable leaving coffee cups and soda bottles and water bottles out. And
don't pick on Samwell Tarly.
Yeah, what's it? That's the dink, right?
I guess is that what he likes to be called now? The dink,
Peter Dinklage. The dink. This guy. All right, he's a good actor, and I can see he's a good actor. So
Stan,
for an hour and 20 minutes, he gave speeches.
You don't understand what the issue is.
Yeah, I do. I understand completely what the issue is.
What's the issue?
He was the almost like the go between. He played both sides. He the first queen
Your
that
man,
died.
No.
He was with her and then went and helped with the overthrow. Then they throw him in the clink. And then when they bring him out before the guy in the wheelchair and all the other ones, they tell him he's in chains. Shut up, you are not to speak here. You're not... Then by the time you're halfway into it, he's giving some speech and determining who's going to be king. I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious?
Here's the problem.
What?
This show...
Yeah.
...is...
Horrible.
...based on books...
Right.
...by George R. R. Martin.
Right.
I think it was at the end of season 4.
Well, you're going back a few seasons.
No, at the end of season, let's say, 6 then.
Because this was 8.
Yeah. So at the end of season 6, maybe even before that, the problem is they had a hit show on their hands.
And they didn't know what to do with it.
they ran out of books.
Yeah, they ran out of material. Well, let me tell you.
So what got people invested in this show is Martin's writing, right, coupled with pretty good performances.
Right.
Then Martin's like, well, I'm not done with my books, and this is my life's work. I'm not going to rush them for a TV show.
Right.
He's not involved.
Bad.
So what's going to happen is your TV show could end up with those final seasons being nothing like what Martin has in mind. And I think it's pretty damn obvious from, like you said, when you're watching this, I can't explain
it's
to
like
you
a kid wrote it.
The difference from when they are on point with Martin's material and when they kind of take off on their own. And I read that for the final season, just this 6-episode season we just went through, that Martin was concerned and reached out to the showrunners and said, look, I'll help you. Here's my number. I don't want to see you fail. Yep. No, we have this. Right. Also, HBO was willing to give them 10 seasons and as many episodes as they want. These two guys wanted to cash out. You know why?
Why?
Because they got hired to do Star Wars, and they wanted to end Game of Thrones.
I have pity on Star Wars, too. Let me just say this, Haney. I have no skin in the fight. I don't care that this thing is ending. I don't care that it ran for 8 seasons. I'm familiar with the series. I didn't live under a rock.
I think you would enjoy it if you watched it from the beginning.
And I have a girlfriend that watched it from the beginning, and it was passionate about this. So she says to me, will you sit and watch the last episode?
Bad idea.
And I said,
terrible idea.
I'll go and just watch it for what it is.
It means nothing to you.
Well, she helped me with the storyline. I'm just looking at it as the way
you know
presented.
Nothing, Stan.
This show...
See, you didn't even know what that means.
No. This show... I said, this is what you watched 8 seasons of? And she goes, no, this is horrible. She said the same...
Was she upset?
She couldn't believe it.
It was pretty lazy.
It was pretty... I guess that... Lazy. And without knowing the characters like you do, it just seemed like... Because their personalities, I would assume, have been established over the previous 7 years. What bothered me was these actors, who are very good, I guess, seem to rely too much on the reputation of the character instead of continuing to play the character. It was more or less innuendos, statements, cliches, and it was, I said, this is horrible.
Well, I think generally watching the final episode of a nearly decade-long show is not advisable.
Well, I can't get it back.
But...
And it's bad. I wouldn't have watched it.
If
it was coming on next week, I'd skip it.
Well, the funny thing is, and you know me, so it won't surprise you, this coming from me, but those early years, you were dealing with all of these people that are superstars now, yeah, were unknown actors.
Right, and they were really probably trying hard.
Well, I don't blame the actors.
I do.
But...
Well, it's crappy material, too.
What happened, and I keep stressing this... When they were on the material that happened in the books,
yeah,
adapting that,
right?
They didn't have half the budget that you saw there.
Right.
And that's what got people engaged, yeah, in the show. Before you could
and
ever
what
see...
happened, people got fat.
Before you could ever see a dragon, you were far more invested in the characters and, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. What are they going to do next?
And the other thing, I was told there was a lot of nudity and violence.
There was.
When?
When it was going off the books.
Well,
And the actors were unknown. We didn't know anything about this. And through the concept of the written word, there was true excellence. Mm-hmm. And when it got away from that and said, hey, you know what? Just because the book's ended doesn't mean we have to go on hiatus. But we could make something up ourselves.
And they did.
Would you like to consult with Mr. Martin? I think we know it well enough by now.
And I was told, I found this out last night. Amazing. You Trekkies. They have their own language, like Klingon.
Well, it's the Dothrakis and whatever. The Unsullied, and you've got Marine.
And then the next second they're back speaking English again. I got to take a break.
Well, some of them can, the leaders can speak, Valerian.
So,
but that's different than High Valerian.
Right. Which is different than Klingon.
Yeah. See, I guess what we're hearing is Valerian.
Yeah.
But since we don't speak Valerian, they do English for us.
Gotcha. Appreciate that.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Monday edition. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I know most of you have already put in a full day's work. We're here to take you home this afternoon. Coming up on the show today, we're going to play Stan's True or False. We're going to get two random Stan and Haney listeners to go head-to-head with True or False questions. They'll each have their own category. And then later on today, we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week. In a particular year. Today, we're taking a look at the bottom of American Top 40. We'll do that later on.
You know, that whole Game of Thrones thing, it's not to put too fine a point on it, but all of this is because of two guys who wanted to get paid.
Stan and Haney. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh.
That's all we want to do is get paid.
Well, we went about it wrong.
Yeah.
If we had had that attitude in our 20s.
Yeah. Things would have turned out differently. But back then, we did it for the love of it. It's true. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry about that.
You see, with this show, you don't have to ever worry about the final episode. Because you'll never know that was it.
You'll never know. You'll never know. It's be like one of those TV series that goes on for a long time, but they cancel it during the summer.
Yep.
They never get a chance to say goodbye.
No, it's just left in the air.
Yup. Hanging. Grab bag.
And you know, then. Maybe there'll be a brief campaign to have it run on Hulu or something.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing ever happens.
No. This is me. This is me. Last night.
And now, a recap of the Game of Thrones finale by a guy who has only watched the Game of Thrones finale.
All right, the show starts out with some short guy whose head and beard account for 30% of his body weight walking through a place that looks like a backyard barbecue run amok. Holy crap, there's a freaking dragon! Now the short guy and a guy with a man bun have a heart-to-heart conversation, but I'm not sure what it was about because I was more concerned about adjusting the color on my TV. The guy with the man bun walks outside into a snowstorm that looks like a typical winter day in Buffalo, New York, past the freaking dragon, and has a heated argument with the hot chick, but then they start to make out before he stabs her. Oh boy, the dragon shows up, blows the place up, and then flies away with the hot dead chick. Then, a bunch of people sitting in a circle wearing more black leather than the Sturgis motorcycle rally elect a king, a guy in a wheelchair with an alarmingly round head. Seriously, it's 50% rounder than a bowling ball. Then, the round-headed king, who I believe is the only guy without a beard, is wheeled into a room and conducts possibly the shortest meeting ever. After he's wheeled out, the rest of them talk about building whorehouses. Cut to Buffalo, New York, where the man bun guy pets a huge dog with an ear missing. a girl with another mysteriously round head sails off on a cool boat and exhibits the first smile I've seen for the entire show. It ends when Man Bun leads a whole bunch of people through the woods. I'm hoping they bring back the dragon in the next episode, because he was really cool.
That was the finale for the entire show.
What?
That's me.
No, it was so ham-handed.
Ham-handed, yes!
Don't think I haven't forgotten about you.
Motivational Monday.
Oh, please forget about me.
Remember in the movie Pretty Woman when Richard Gere walks around the grass barefoot? Turns out he was onto something. Walking barefoot, also known as earthing, has been scientifically proven to be good for you. Walking barefoot on soil, grass, or sand can increase antioxidants, reduce inflammation, and improve your sleep. It can also lower your blood pressure, reduce cancer risk, and relieve stress.
Barefoot.
So take off those shoes and socks during your lunch and go barefoot in the park.
Motivational Monday.
Boy, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I saw the news.
Anybody ever hear fire in?
Y'all, can't do it here. I saw the news clip of this online this morning. Unbelievable. And at first I thought the chick was really hot, at least her pictures on her, like her social media. But then when you see her, you realize she really
isn't that a disappointment?
Yeah. Follow me on this. It's out in California, and the footage is nothing short of what the.
Nothing short of what?
Yeah,
the.
You look at it and you go, what the? What the?
Well, I'm already disappointed because we thought she was hot.
Yeah. And she still thinks she is hot. I just think that she's let herself go. A woman in California headed out of town a few weeks ago, so she hired one of these professional dog watchers to watch her dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. To watch her dogs for her two dogs for 5 days using an app called Wag. Then she turned on her doggy cam while she was away.
Shouldn't have done that. You're better off not to know.
While the dog walker brought over her boyfriend, they sat on her couch naked.
They did everything.
They went out.
They even had her parents come over.
Yep. Here you go.
On the preview of the alert, it showed a man in our house, someone that I wasn't expecting. So I opened it up, and that's when I saw that she was there with a man in our house, and they were going straight for our bedroom.
She believes that you were having sex, and
it's okay that she believes that that's not what was going on.
To see that video where she's just butt naked.
It got hot, and as I said, I don't like wearing clothes. And I feel terrible about it. It was not something I did with intent or with malice.
And then she calls the dog a bitch and does more stuff.
But she had been acting like a jerk, and I agree that's not appropriate. I was frustrated not at her, at myself, at other things. I had gotten in a fight with my mom.
Digging the hole deeper.
And yeah. I agree, it was not appropriate.
How do you know that a WAG walker or sitter who's done 1,000 walks or 500 sitting sessions, how they're doing on the 500 first session? They could be a completely different person from when you last checked in with them for the background
this
check.
Woman just kept digging a hole. If she was a professional dog walker, there are standards. So you don't take your clothes off in somebody's house. We know what really happened, but her excuses were ridiculous if you are, quote-unquote, a professional dog walker. See, look at her. She's let herself go a little bit from her social media. Very doughy.
No, social media, I've learned this. Social media is meant to portray the ideal you.
Right.
So, boy, do I need to get some pictures fixed.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I think this happened in Maitland, just outside of Orlando. And I'll give you a free guess. Where do you think it landed?
Ocala?
Maitland now. A guy flying a small plane from South Carolina to Orlando ran out of fuel on Thursday.
No excuse for that.
It happened on Thursday afternoon, and he had to crash land on an on-ramp to a Florida highway. Orlando, Maitland, crash land, highway. Where do you think it landed? What road do you think it landed on?
I-4?
Of course it did. They all land on I-4. Everything gets dumped on
I-4. I don't know how a plane could land on I-4 because it's always packed with cars.
I know it. Here you go. Here you go. Plane, crash landing.
There was a plane that fell out of the sky.
A plane fell out of the sky?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I had heard engine above, overhead, and it sounded like it was having some problems, some hesitation, choking out, something like that.
How many vehicles are involved?
Actually, I saw a small plane crash onto the ramp.
Said a plane crashed onto the ramp?
Yeah.
Okay, like hold on one second.
Mm-hmm. He even hit a car in the process, not surprising on I-4. Luckily, everyone was okay. Just didn't know how to read his gas gauge. All right, here's our sound effect of the day. Presented to you by a high school senior who, when his name was called,
just
thought
checking.
It would be cool to do a backflip before getting his diploma.
One of those.
Sound effect. Yep. He didn't face plant. just the sound. Our sound effect of the day.
Kutanagi Dimitri Getty Sopa.
And that is the way it's going to go from now on.
Yeah.
School was your highlight.
Yep.
Kutanagi Dimitri Getty Sopa.
Make it on the stage. I'll do a backflip and grab my diploma and get out of here. Right on his face.
Yep. I pull that off. Everything's magic from this point on. Never thought about what happens if I don't.
Right.
Ute.
You know, you might have been practicing, but you got a cap and gown on now. Kind of has a little wind resistance. This is going everywhere. Al Sharpton saying this guy's done more for college kids than Donald Trump ever will.
Did you ever find out for me?
What?
When Al Sharpton was elected president of Black America?
a billionaire.
Because you don't see Jesse Jackson anymore.
Jesse Jackson had a lot of scandal.
But that never bothered him. He's always had scandal.
And he's old, and if you know, his son got into a lot of trouble, too, after he made it to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Best to lie low.
And so we end up with Al Sharpton speaking for all Black Americans. I don't think that's wise.
Former bag man for Don King.
I don't think that's wise.
No.
Why can't we have, like, President Palmer speak for Black America?
Wouldn't everybody be happy? Billionaire named Robert F. Smith spoke at a graduation at Morehouse College yesterday and announced he's coughing up about $40 million for the 400 students in the graduating class to take care of their student debt. So they're all getting ready to go graduate. And this guy says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Nice.
That's going to cost them about $40 million.
Boy, am I glad I didn't bite on that BS.
It's far worse. When I was in college, I thought it was bad. It's nothing compared to today.
You know what? I was a model child. And I don't mean my behavior. No, I was a real jerk. Quite a handful, really. But to make up for that, I leave the house at 16.
Yeah.
I don't ask them for anything. So whatever college fund they had for me went to my brother and sister.
I know, who both are college graduates.
Yes, they are.
And very successful in life.
Yep. But I'm just as successful, am I?
Let's move on. Here's how I get my success.
I think, is this considered successful?
No. This is, we're in the entertainment industry, and it is the lowest in the rungs of entertainment. This is, ventriloquist, one step lower. So we're a step higher than ventriloquist.
So, I've devoted my life to nothing?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's nothing.
Just not.
Well, it's, you know.
Is it frowned upon?
No, it's not frowned upon. Here's the thing. You're in a profession that everybody thinks, oh, you're in the radio. Wow, you got your own show. You've been 28 years, you got your own show. And then when they see it, and they see what you do, see what you earn for a living, see what you have to work with equipment-wise and all of that, and then they go, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But once it's in your blood, you can't get it out.
See, I think it would be more impressive because of the time in which we're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we couldn't start out today in this business.
No, we couldn't. Well, we couldn't.
I think the fact that we're on the air is a hell of an accomplishment.
It's a miracle.
There we go. Motivational Monday.
Yeah. The way I make my money is to have the winning ticket in the Preakness.
They're off in the Preakness, and the maiden Bodie Express lost the jockey at the start. Unseated John Velasquez.
You can always bet on Johnny B.
They're into the stretch. Owendale is storming down the center of the track, but it's War of Will coming down to the 16th pole in front. In front by two lengths late. A late charge from Longshot Everfast to the inside two, but nothing stood in his way. War of Will won the Preakness. And then it was Everfast in a photo with Owendale, followed by Warrior's Charge in a final time of 1 minute 54.15 seconds.
John Velasquez, who fell off the horse.
The legendary Johnny V.
And they made a big thing about the horse. That happens all the time. It just doesn't happen in a nationally televised race. John Velasquez is one of the legends of horse racing. And if you looked at the replay, it was the guy in the starting gate. When the gate opened up, he still was holding on to the horse. And so the horse takes off. The horse feels a pull because the guy in the starting gate was still holding on. The horse reared up when he started. Threw John Velasquez off the horse.
Almost immediately.
And if you look at the guy in the gate, he knew what he did. He shook his head and went, oh, but you're not going to see any kind of dispute.
And you did it to Johnny B.
Yep. That's...
To give you an idea, the kid that won the race looks at Johnny B. as a legend.
Yes.
And someone to look up to.
Yep. That's a young kid going up against a Hall of Famer.
And the guy at the gate holding the horse too long knows exactly who he just screwed over.
Yup. Did you see his reaction?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, you gotta see it as soon as it happens. They show it in slow motion. The gate open up, and he's still holding on
course,
to the horse.
Johnny B being a pro. Well... I could tell he was acting up in the gate.
Yep. Well, he was acting up, but the fact of the matter
is... But he didn't throw him under the bus.
The call before they pressed the button to open up the gates, they got all hands off.
No, my point is...
I know what your point is.
He's class.
Yes. He wasn't going to go and dispute this. He wasn't going to throw the starter guy under the bus. But it's so... And the guy knew it.
In the Preakness.
You see the gates open.
You know what? A
$5,000. He's in there going.
You know, a $5,000 claimer. Okay, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
The Preakness, really?
Yeah.
How'd you get back there?
This is for you. This is. I'm going to wrap up the grab bag. This is 100% for you. Jack Black.
Jables.
posted, I think it was on his Instagram, video he took. Three-part, he does it all. It's like three split screens on his Instagram, singing his version of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
He is a he is
<Look at him.
laughs> a true hero.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be back. we're Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
We wrote the book on funny, but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. 277-9600, our phone number. In about 25 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win, as we're going to get two Stan and Haney listeners to go head-to-head in Stan's True or False.
Oh, that sounds tough.
Yeah, it is. You get to choose your category. Each get five true or false questions. One who
now, is this going to be multiple choice?
True or false. True or false. Make a statement. You tell me whether the statement's true or false. The one who gets the most
I think
wins.
That's the way the SAT should be done.
Yeah. Well, they're changing it again. You know what?
Can you believe that?
Now they're going to go.
They're going to punish the Asians.
Yeah. They're the ones that score the highest.
Mm-hmm. So they must be stopped.
Yes. So that others can play on an equal platform. Baloney. You either know it or you don't know it. Jeez. But we're going to play the game in a little bit. I have to tell the listeners this. Somebody asked me, I was playing golf on Sunday. A buddy of mine asked me, he's in a completely different line of work than the radio business. He's in the air conditioning business. And he said, I had a customer who listens to you guys and said the first question he asked me, he said, do you know Stan and Haney over at K-Rock?
Why?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Yes, I do.
First question the customer asked the air conditioning guy was, does Stan really hate Dave as much as it sounds like on the radio?
Well, hate is an ugly
word.
It's
a very ugly word. But once again, it proves as Stan gets stabbed in the back again by Dave.
You know, Stan, you are very rough on him.
Stabbed in the back again. People want to know why I treat him the way I do. I'll tell you why.
You know what, Stan? I think everybody has a Dave in their life.
They do.
Hi, I'm Bruce McCullough. I'd like to tell you about the Daves I know.
These are the Daves I know, I know. These are the Daves I know.
Oh, I know one.
These are the Daves I know, I know. These are
Bonehead.
The Daves I know.
Egg yolk.
David Hoffner, he works in my dad's store. He's worked here for 12 years. He'll probably work here for more.
Dave the Waterman. Dave the Waterman.
These are the Daves I know, I know. These are the Daves I know. Dave Gord, I've known since I was six. In grade, he broke his leg, so we got drunk and sick. These are the Daves I know, I know. These are the Daves I know.
I know.
These are the Daves I know, I know. These are the Daves I know. Some of them are Davids,
but most of them are Daves.
They all have their own hands, but they come from different moms. These are the Daves I know, I know. These are the Daves I know. These are the Daves I know, I know. These are the Daves I know. Dave Jadisky, man, this cat can swing. He weighs almost 50 pounds and he delivers my paper on time.
These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. Dave Capisano, I hardly know him. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know, I know. These are the days I know.
We are the days he knows, he knows. We are the days he knows, he knows. We are the days he knows, he knows.
Woo!
We are the days he knows. Some of us are David,
but most of us are Dave.
We all have our own hands, but we come from different homes.
These are the days I know, I know.
We are the days he knows, he knows.
These are the days.
So let's go back. Let's go back, and I'll tell you what happened Saturday night. I love to fish. I love fishing.
You always have.
I've known
you a long time, and that's always been a constant
with
you.
I like to be on a boat. I like to go on the boat and drive fast, and I like to go and throw out a line and pull in fish. I also like to go and catch sharks. I've never had the opportunity, but I'd like to go catch sharks, big ones.
Well,
so
you've
I can
caught
put a
shark
in.
Before.
Yeah, but that was just by chance. Oh, you got a little shark on there. Oopsie-daisy. So, a couple of years ago, and it's up to a couple of years ago, we had a fishing tournament here at the radio station. They said, well, Stan, you got to go and do the fishing tournament. I said, I'll do the fishing tournament if I can get on a boat and go fishing. Who wanted to go along? Dave wanted to go
along. He's the waterman.
He's the waterman.
You named him that. You remember why you named him that?
Yep, because he's everything water. Boating, scuba diving, surfing. He's the waterman.
And I guess that's something they call people in Hawaii.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, oh, you thought you made it up?
I just can't.
They actually call people that.
I had no idea. So, a couple of years ago, we had to do a fishing tournament. And the whole time we're on the boat, I'll get you fishing, Stan. I know a guy that can get you fishing. We go out anytime you want. We'll go fishing. Well, we finished the thing. He claims to know the guy over at the marina who doesn't know him. Don't worry, I can go and get us fishing. Well, months go by. Dave isn't getting it. I said, I guess I'm going to have to go and charter a boat, pay for it, to go and do 4 hours of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go and charter a boat, and he wants to come along. Sure, you can come, Dave. No money to pay the captain. No money to get lunch. No money to tip the captain. He just went along for the ride. It all came out of Stan's pocket.
So, a great day, but you paid full freight.
Full freight. So, Dave, don't worry, Stan. I told you I'd get you fishing. I know a guy we can go shark fishing. Set it up, Dave. I'll make sure a weekend is free. We'll go. Set it up. I'd love to do that. That's what I've always wanted to do. That was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Nothing's ever come of it. Oh, I'll get you. I'll get you.
Yeah, he says that all the time.
All the time. Never happens. So my Saturday night was free. I didn't do any. My girlfriend had to work. Saturday night was free. I'm sitting watching TV. My phone goes off. It's Dave the waterman.
Because you're sitting home alone with nothing to do.
Nothing to do. And he sends me this picture. What's that a picture of?
It's the waterman holding about a 4.5-foot shark.
Yeah. Maybe,
I can't tell what kind.
Maybe even a 5-footer. Well, I'll tell you what kind because he made sure he told me.
Black tip?
Yeah. So, I see this, and I'm going, what the F? I said, thanks for the invite. Oh, I'll get you next time.
What?
Yeah, here you go.
I said, well, he says, oh, look what I caught last night. I said, thanks for the invite. He didn't say I'm going shark fishing or anything like that. This is 3 years now that he's, oh, I'm going to take you shark
fishing.
That's
a nice shark he's got there. Would you say it's five?
What does he say? He says 4 foot.
Yeah, I pegged it at 4.5. Maybe he's not counting the tail.
His reply after I said, thanks for the invite. Because I could have gone. I would have loved to have gone. Would have loved it.
Because he's sending you this picture virtually live.
Yep.
Let me see it again. That's a nice shark.
Yep, big shark. I said, thanks for the invite. He texts back to me, got us all lined up, Stan, for the weekend after next.
What?
Are you cool with that? We're going to go out. You got to be out at night. We leave the Gulf just before sunset. He has no intention, nor are there any plans to go shark fishing.
No, he just got a couple of beers in him and started thinking about you.
I said to him, I said, I'll believe it when I'm on the boat. You liar. Ha ha, okay, Stan, you'll see. That was a, then he has to tell me what, again, what he caught. That's a 4 foot black tip reef shark. I caught it on live mackerel. He supposedly doesn't have money for anything.
Yeah, how did that happen?
How can he?
He couldn't afford the bait.
How can he, when he doesn't have a car to drive, suddenly has live mackerel going out all night shark fishing, and he has to wave it in my face that he just caught a four foot black tip shark?
I know.
What you do?
Well,
I got you set up in 2 weeks. You're a liar.
He worked extra hard on Friday.
Yeah, and oh, he had some money on him. That two-bit backstabbing lying piece of crap. Yeah, and that's also why you don't see him here today, hitting you up for money.
Well, how did he end the conversation, Stan?
Got it. 2 weeks.
No.
Oh, a 4 foot tip black shark.
No.
What?
Seemed like he was going to be here today.
Oh, he did. Oh, he also said that. See you tomorrow.
Where is he?
Not here. Because he's got. Oh, Absolute Law text line. Guys, I just saw Dave at the Cape Coral Yacht Club with a drink in each hand, hanging out with two elderly women. Well, they might be men. Who were spilling out of their bikinis.
People do follow him.
Yeah.
We've gotten surveillance pictures of Dave.
The only thing he had to do was on Saturday afternoon text me, hey, I'm going out shark fishing tonight. Do you want to come? You know what I would have said? Yes. I would have loved it. But he didn't. And for 2 years he's been promising, oh, I got you set up. I know the guy. You don't know anybody unless it's something for him.
Well, how does the old saying go? You know, it's always tomorrow. I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, like Wimpy.
Look at me, Stan. I caught a shark. How about a week from Saturday?
Yeah.
Give you enough time to forget about it.
We'll be back. Wayback Machine coming up in a couple hours, about an hour.
Close enough where it seems attainable,
but
far enough out you can forget about it.
I want everybody, mark it down on the calendar. 2 weeks from today is when I'm supposed to go. I won't be going because he won't bring it up. Going to give you a chance to win when we come back. Wayback Machine later on today. We're Stan and Haney.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Half hour away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, Wayback Machine, in about 1 hour. We're going to give you a chance to win right now. I have phones on lockdown right now. I'm going to release them.
You're just doing that just to prove how powerful you
yes,
are?
Yes, I have complete control, if you believe that. I have no control over nothing. I'm going to release the phones. And, Rob, if you can get me two people that haven't won anything in the last 30 days to play Stan's True or False. Phone lines are released, 277-9600. The winner will get a prize. You can choose from Babacusaw, Bam's Restaurant, the Dio Hologram Show at the Barber B Man, WWE SummerSlam Heat Wave Tour coming to Hertz Arena, or maybe you'd like a Fort Myers Miracle baseball game. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. You're going to go head-to-head with each other. We'll have you both on the line. I'll give the first person I pick up the option of picking their category. Five true or false questions. One who gets the most is going to win. All right, let's see. Let's play Stan's true or false. Yes. Yes. All right, let's go to contestant number one here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, how are you, Matt?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. You're the first one up here, so I'm going to give you a choice of the category you want. You can choose breakfast cereals or video games.
Breakfast cereals.
Breakfast cereals will go to Matt. Let's find your opponent, Matt. Ahoy, who's this?
Mark.
Mark.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to play Mark or not?
No.
Okay, then why are you there? Why the hell are you there? Sorry about that, Matt.
Sorry.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
Oh, no.
You want to let Scatter play?
Scatter, you think you can handle this?
We'll see.
All right, Scatter. You got video games, Scatter.
All right.
All right.
Good to hear from you, Scatter.
Yeah. Matt, say hi to Brad. We call him Scatter.
How you doing, Scatter?
Hey, it's all right today.
All right, good. You've got video games, Scatter. Matt has breakfast cereals. The one who gets the most right will win a prize. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. Matt, let's start with your category, breakfast cereals.
All right.
True or false? Count Chocula's first name is Alfred.
True.
It is true. You better believe it. He made his first appearance when the cereal first came out in 1971, along with Frankenberry. Then three more monster cereals followed. Boo Berry in 73, Fruit Brute in 74, and Fruity Yummy Mummy in 1987. And you are on the board, Matt, with one right. Scatter, you ready for yours?
I guess so.
Well, either you are or you're not. The game will
win. All right, I'm ready.
All right, good, good, Brad. Here you go. Brad, here's your first one. The original Nintendo is over 40 years old now.
That's true.
That's false, Brad.
It's close.
It came out in Japan 36 years ago in 1983. It didn't hit North America until 1986. That is false. All right, Brad, we'll go with you next, Brad, and then we'll go over to Matt. We'll alternate who goes first on these questions. All right, Scatter, here you go. Number two for you. The Super Nintendo is over 30 years old.
Yeah, that's false.
It is false. You got that one correct, Scatter. It came out in Japan in 1990, about 9 months before it hit the U.S., so it is 29 years this year. So you are correct. All right, Matt, you ready for number two for you?
Yep.
All right, and again, your category, breakfast cereals. The name of the bird that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs is Sunny. That's his name. It is true. You got two right now. Cocoa Puffs came out, believe it or not, in 1958.
and Sonny debuted 4 years later in 1962. You are correct. All right, Matt, here's number three for you. The name of the Honey Nut Cheerios mascot is Buzz Bee. Buzz Bee. B-U-Z-Z-B-E-E. Buzz Bee.
I believe that's false.
Ah, it's true. It's true. Honey Nut Cheerios have been around since 1979, but Buzz Bee didn't have a name until 2000 when a fifth grader from Texas won a contest. It is Buzz Bee, Matt.
Gosh, you're losing now.
Wait a second. You haven't even had, you haven't even finished your first round, Scatter. Now, come on. All right, number Scatter, this is for you. Number three. The 94 Xbox didn't hit stores until November 2001. All right, Scatter, you're going to get your question number four.
And you know
here.
What that was?
What?
It was a girl that we dealt with at Sony who gave us the heads up and said, I'm leaving. I'm going to Microsoft. And we were very lucky to have a good relationship with her.
While it lasted. And it wasn't our undoing. Scatter, number four. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. The Nintendo Switch is the only major new system to come out in the last 5 years. The Nintendo Switch. Is that true or false?
That's false.
That's true.
It's right on the line, though.
It's right. The last console before that was the Xbox One in 2013.
I thought it was 14.
No, 2013 is what I have here.
1, 2, 3, 4, they're all the same to me.
Yeah, because you don't play video games.
yeah, if they're all the same to you, you've never played.
Matt, here's your number four. The Trix Rabbit is named Reggie. The Trix Rabbit is named Reggie.
That's false.
You are absolutely correct. That is false. His name is Trix. Spelled differently, though. T-R-I-C-K-S. The cereal spelled T-R-I-X. And his name is spelled Trix. The cereal came out in 1954, and Trix the Rabbit debuted in 1959. All right, let's see. You got three. Boy, it doesn't look good for you, Brad, at all. Matt, number five, Matt. Captain Crunch's full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch. Captain Crunch's full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
I'm going to take a guess and say it's two.
It is true.
I was going to say, if it's not, it ought to be. That's great.
It is true. According to his official backstory, he grew up on Crunch Island, which has talking trees and a mountain called Mount Crunchmore. And his name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
That's awesome.
It's purely academic and just for bragging rights, Scatter, because I didn't think anybody would fall that fast. But here's your fifth and final one about video games, okay?
Am I going to have time to Google it?
No. You're not.
Well, based on past performance,
Yeah, Matt, you see what we're dealing with here?
I hear it all the time when you talk to him.
All right. Here we go, Scatter. The first commercially available video game console turns 47 this year. The commercially available video game console turns 47 this year. Is that true or false?
That's got to be false.
It's true. Here's the deal.
Does it say what the first one was?
Yes, it is. Yes, and it tells me how much it costs, too. Do you you want to take a guess, Haney, of what it costs? I mean, or what it was?
Well, the first legit one with cartridges was the Atari 2600. Yeah, but this did they do like a standalone Pong thing?
It wasn't called Pong. And this one, I don't think anybody would get it. Here's what it is.
Did Coleco make it?
No. Magnavox made it. The Magnavox Odyssey was the first console.
Was it?
Was the first console you could buy. It cost $99 in 1972. In today's money, it's more like $600. Gaming really didn't take off until the Atari 2600 came out 5 years later in 1977. But it was the Magnavox Odyssey that was the first video console you could buy for $99 in 1972. Scatter, you didn't win.
Oh, do you have another question?
No, I'm saying goodbye to you right now, Scatter. Bye. Matt, nice job. You only missed one.
Thanks.
And you can have your choice of Babacu Saw, Bam's Restaurant, the Dio Hologram Show at Barbara B. Mann, WWE SummerSlam Heat Wave Tour, or some Fort Myers Miracle tickets. What would you like?
What is that hologram show that you're
talking
about?
That's pretty. Ronnie James Dio, who's...
if you like Dio,
yeah, who has, yeah, go. Who has since passed away. Great. They got a live band, and his hologram appears on stage and sings.
Okay, that'd be great.
You got it, buddy. I'm gonna put you on a hold and enjoy your prize.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Hold on. There you go. Jeez, you know, I have to, by rule, I have to let Scatter play because he's a listener just like anybody else.
And sometimes you forget he's a human being.
I don't forget he's a human being. I know he's a human being. But really.
He has hopes and dreams like anyone else.
He's probably Dave's age. Hopes and dreams. I'll tell you what it was, a lot of drugs. We're going to take a break.
What kind of drugs?
I don't know. Something.
Well, that's your answer to a lot of things. They're on something.
Yeah, well, most people are.
People that don't agree with you, mainly.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Also coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, the Wayback Machine. We're Stan and Haney.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Staup, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Dwayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Dwayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Staup of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Staup, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Staup. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Staup, PSA, take, 11.
Hi. I'm Dwayne Staup telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. It's not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Staup. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs, and if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive!
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We'll get you caught up on traffic here for your drive home. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. Speaking of emails, I got one here from him today. Key West legend Bill Blue sent an email.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I was a little curious. Very quickly, Haney and I have been going to Key West and hanging out and having a good time, drinking and fun.
And when we go to Key West, we like to hang out with the greats.
With the greats. We've been going since the 80s, and we've hung out with the likes of Captain Tony himself before he passed away.
I had Bloody Marys with Mel Fisher.
Yep. Shine Forbes, who was Hemingway's sparring partner. And, of course, musically, the great Michael McLeod, who's been there forever and still performing at the Schooner Wharf down in Key West.
Love Michael McLeod.
So, a couple of years ago, Haney and I were heading back down to Key West, and we got to see Michael McLeod again and saw this advertisement for at the Parrot, the Blue Parrot?
Green.
The Green Parrot.
Which has a lot of top-notch blues
yeah.
acts.
Well, there was a thing, a legendary Key West artist, Bill Blue.
Who the hell is this guy?
And so Haney and I were looking at him. Who is this guy?
There's a Key West legend we don't know.
And we looked it up, and he had some kind of makeshift website that since 1980 he has been entertaining people of Key West.
He's How did we
Key
miss
West
this?
Key West legend and ba-ba-da-ba-da. Well, we went and saw him. He ain't no legend. He was drunk off his ass. And left all of his music stuff to his band. He just kept calling up to the bar for another round.
And watching the ladies' room door.
Yep. That's what, guess what he was known for? Watching the ladies go into... Matter of fact, I even looked at his Facebook site.
He's got one?
Yeah, he hasn't posted on it for over a year. But everywhere, Key West legend. Here, the soul of Key West.
Uh-huh.
The king of Crazy Town. What the hell? It's showtime. Bill Blue, this is a year ago, launches his CD party. The guy's a bum. And he's no Key West legend. I'll tell you that right now. And we saw him firsthand and didn't even know.
I don't know if maybe,
we didn't even buy a drink. We got out of there.
I don't know if maybe at one time he did something.
We've been going down there since the early 80s. He claims he got there in 1980 and created a legend.
What?
No, he didn't. We've known everybody. We've done weeks worth of shows in Key West.
You know, we've seen a lot of entertainers over the years.
And nobody as bad as Bill Blue.
Well, the thing is, we've seen entertainers that weren't necessarily that talented, but they were trying.
Yep, and would entertain you.
And you could go, okay, well, you know what? I respect that person. You're not going to see him, in the movies or on Broadway or touring the country. But you know what? They gave it their best shot. Okay.
There he is. Last post a year ago. April of 18 was the last time he posted it.
And I hate to say this, but what we saw was someone with no respect for the audience.
None. We got an email from him today.
And I don't care if you're paying a cover charge or a two-drink minimum. If you put yourself on a stage, you at least make an effort.
I'm looking at a picture of a Key West legend. Oh, we got an email from him today. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Because we wanted him to be good.
We wanted him so badly to be good. Let's start in Placida. Got a crash.
441 Park Avenue Drive, right by Hudson's Grocery. Then we got two in Fort Myers. Crash, 15,000 block of Bridgeway Lane, right by the Bridgeway of Parker Lakes. And then a crash, Fort Myers, Summerlin Road, and College Parkway. And you are up to date. Another traffic update coming up in just a little bit. In less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. I see all of these, you know, if there's one thing this show is known for.
Food.
And we see a lot of these things that are in other countries and we think, ooh, I want that. Well, Krispy Kreme is bringing something to the United States that's very popular in its Thailand stores that I don't know that we want.
What is it? Oh, details in less than an hour? What is it?
I'll tell you if you want to know.
Dessert-based or meal-based?
It's a donut filled with creamy salted egg.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Be careful with these viral challenges, okay? The Austrian government has put out a warning. Do not kiss cows. Don't do it.
Really?
Yep. Don't do it. A billionaire paid off the student loans for an entire graduating class. And if you go, boy, that'd be a lot of money. It is.
A lot.
You know, there's a little something we know about ladies.
They're all crazy and capable of anything.
How do you suppose it went when the boyfriend forgot her birthday?
Oh, geez.
It ended in blood. That's how it ended. And finally, haven't seen Dave today.
No, we sure haven't. He's got money in his pocket, that's why.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence that this story pops up. A man hid in a bar until it closed and then drank the place dry. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, yes. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, it's that time of year again.
Sure is.
The networks have chosen their fall TV lineups. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
TV shows that did not make the fall lineup.
Top TV shows that did not make the fall lineup.
Keeping Up with the Bayos. The Price is Alt-Right. The Vaping Dead. Kanye Westworld. The Handmaid's Tale of Joe Biden Smelling Her Hair.
Laugh it up.
The Fresh Prince of Saudi Arabia Who Dismembers Critical Journalists.
Not going to be seen this fall.
Downtown Grabby. Subpoena your enthusiasm.
Oh, by the way, Junior wants to know if you need some chores done.
I may.
He may.
The Marvelous Mrs. Measles.
I like that one.
And finally, the very top TV show that didn't make the fall lineup.
Yes.
How I Met Your Mueller.
Laugh it up.
Still don't know. Is it Mueller or Mueller?
Mueller, I think.
How I Met Your Mueller, How I Met Your Mother, I don't know. But that's it, baby.
That's today's edition of the 4 O'Clock Flush.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email time. Ooh, that's left. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
So we're going to hear from Key West legend, yes, Bill Blue.
Yes, here's an email from Mr. Legend himself, Bill Blue.
What is he legendary for?
Nothing. Drinking. Harassing women. I don't know. But seriously, we've been going down to Key West for nearly 40 years.
Seen some great entertainment.
Some of the best that you may never even know. He ain't one of them. Hey, the Key West legend here. Stan, I heard you're going to be getting married. Are you crazy? And from what I heard, you're old enough to be her father. Not quite. Well, yeah. But I guess that's your choice. So I want to offer my services to you. Now, it's true. It's taking place in Las Vegas. Great. That's right up my alley. So I will offer you my services to sing at the wedding for free.
I don't know that he sings.
He tries. Just think what an honor it would be for you to have Key West legend Bill Blue. I will sing all of my hit and even compose a special song. So all I will need is a plane ticket, a place to stay, and $1,000 in gambling money.
That's nice, though.
Signed, Key West legend Bill Blue. Idiot. This is from Meg, Hoover, Alabama. Do we have a stick pin for that?
I don't think so.
Stickpin, Hoover, Alabama. Hoover, Alabama. I would remember Hoover, Alabama. Hoover, Alabama. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I have a question. Haney might know this. At George H.W.'s funeral, there was some sort of either picture or note that was carefully placed in the funeral program. The Pences, Bidens, Clintons, George and Laura, and the Obamas received it, and the looks on their faces was almost like they received news their loved ones were in an accident. Do you have any idea what note was given out at the H.W. Bush funeral?
Nobody knows.
Thank you. Signed, Mick.
I know what she's talking about.
Right, but nobody knows?
I have never seen anything other than blatant speculation. Because I looked for it.
Right, and nothing there.
Nope.
Ah, look what we got here. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is Brandy. I was the one that won the $1,000.
Hey, Brandy.
Just wanted to let you guys know we're going on vacation with the old man.
That is awesome.
Thanks again, and I hope you had a great weekend. You know where they're going to their dream place, where they have always wanted to go? Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
the old man's family lives.
Yeah. Good luck on your trip there, Brandy. And the old man, too.
And have all the fun you can.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, thank God that Game of Thrones is friggin' over. I'm sorry, but I was not a fan. It's not like it was 24. Nah. I can understand the attraction. It just wasn't for me. But some people are seeking therapy because the show's over. Well, hell, that's just stupid. Now, did you see where the state of Illinois wants to break away from the city of Chicago and make it a state? Yes, I did.
And who can blame them?
And the reasons they gave make complete sense. It's because the city gets a disproportionate amount of state and federal funds. Believe it or not, it's gathering a lot of support from the people. Of course, it's not like they just snap their fingers and it happens, but it sounds like a good idea to me. Now, here's some news. They will not be... And now here's some good news. They will not be shipping thousands of illegals to Florida. Good. We don't need a new burden on our schools, health care, and public assistance, well, and law enforcement.
I guess that was taken care of, call from the governor to the president.
Yep.
And that was something that was being done at a department level. And once the president was made aware, he said, no, yep, that's not going to happen. No.
So far, I've thought DeSantis has done a pretty good job here so far.
Yeah, and considering the alternative,
yep,
we should be in heaven.
Yep, he's got a hot wife, too.
Oh, she is just yep, oh, yep, my goodness.
Yep.
I don't know if it's right to lust after the governor's wife.
She's hot, though.
I don't want to make him mad at, yep, me, but I think he'd be the first to acknowledge, yep, that, hey, you know.
I think she was an anchor woman, wasn't,
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I mean, we hold that truth to be self-evident.
We're going to take a break. Wayback Machine is next. We're Stan and Haney.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the After Nizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Monday afternoon. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine here in just a second.
And, you know, it is so great to be working with you again face-to-face over the last 8 years. So many times Stan would end up in Belfast while I was in Croatia.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you don't notice that on the radio.
No. Nope.
But...
We're at different points around the globe, but...
A lot of production value goes, yeah, into this show.
Makes
and,
it sound like we're right here together, but today we are.
Yeah.
And it's good seeing you again, my friend.
I haven't seen you in years.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's see. One thing on the board, and it's in Lehigh Acres. It's a hit and run, Yvonne DiCarlo Avenue North and Lee Boulevard. And you... are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you right before Mark Haney and the news. We do it every week here on the Stan and Haney Show. We take a look at what was on the pop charts for this particular week in a certain year. So many... It's not like that now, and this is why we do it. If you look back when we were growing up at the music charts, the pop charts, didn't matter. Country, rock, jazz, blues, contemporary, easy listening. If people bought the records, they made it onto the pop charts where Casey Kasem would count them down every week.
Well, you know, it's a different world. Like back when we had three television networks,
yep,
we didn't have cell phones.
Had it all in one. Let's see where we're going.
We didn't know at the time that we were living in antiquity.
Yeah, let's see where we are this week. Again, we're going to look at the bottom five of American Top 40 this week.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1979.
Remember.
to dance to it.
Sure did.
Not so long ago. Now let's live it up again.
With who?
With Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Oh, yeah. They pop charted.
Song has an age.
Nope. Diamond Dave.
It's love in the third degree. Oh, baby. That's the Stan and Haney difference. Michael Anthony.
So recognizable now when you hear him with other bands or with Sammy.
Yep.
So much to do with their sound.
A live wire, barely a beginner, but just watch that lady go. She's on fire, cause dancing gets her higher than anything else she knows. Ooh, baby, baby, won't you turn your head my way? Ooh, baby, baby, well, don't skip.
Stab and hate different. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes it different.
Yep.
Charting at number 40 this week in 1979, Van Halen, Dance the Night Away. Coming in at number 39 this week, a former school teacher from Memphis, Tennessee.
And you know that off the top of your head.
Who had a big hit, her biggest.
Boo! Boo!
Anita Ward.
Boo!
Ring my bell.
That's Stan doing the boom.
Yep, that's me. Bing. Got her teaching degree in psychology. To do a new album.
Which, of course, became
It's My Night.
Mm-hmm. believe it or not, this really isn't disco.
She was known as a disco queen.
But this has more in common with funk than disco.
Yes, it does. It's got a lot of funk flavor to it.
Disco has more of, you know, the strings.
Yeah.
This is just guitar and bass, baby. And a boom.
It's number 39 this week.
Ringy dingy ding.
In 1979. Anita Ward and Ring My Bell.
And I see that on this week's chart, one of the greatest and best songs of all time made it.
He was a longtime drummer for Elton John. Decided to have a hit on his own.
Remake of, I think it was a 50s song, wasn't it?
Yeah, we checked it, like 1958. Nigel Olsen.
One of the greatest and best songs ever written.
Legendary Elton John band of the 70s.
You're talking about the Davy Johnstone era?
Yes, sir. Simple song. Week, Nigel Olsen, a little bit of soap. Coming in at number 37, a band started by Nile Rodgers and his bass buddy Bernard Edwards.
They made some badass beats.
Seven, 11 times nominated for the Hall of Fame. Not in.
You hear that guitar?
How well it fits, baby, can't you see?
Mr. Know It All.
And I dream of you.
But there's
all
that
of the time.
Chippy guitar there.
What am I gonna do? I want your love. I want
You're right.
Your love.
Him and Bernard, they made it.
Yep.
I want your love. I want your love. Sometimes, don't you feel like you never really had a love that's real? Well, here I am, and who's to say a better love you won't find today? Just one chance.
Oh, nice, nice piano thing.
Like no other, two steps above. On your ladder, I'll be your peg. I want your love, please don't make me beg. I want your love, I want your love. I want your love, I want your love.
Number 37, Sheep, I want your love.
I want your love.
Last one we're going to take a look at today came in at number 36 by a band called Alton McLean and Destiny. Who's that? Well, that's a Los Angeles-based band.
Yeah.
By McLean, DeMarie Warren, and Roberta Steiger.
How do you know all this?
I do my homework. And, of course, I love the music.
You're supposed to say top of my head.
Yeah, well, on my head.
Mm.
Come on, y'all.
I don't know. It needs something.
Polydor.
It needs
artist.
A little
yeah,
something.
Needs a little extra. There you go. They split in 1981.
Not since John Paul, George, and Ringo.
Yeah.
That's love.
That's black love.
That's love.
Black love.
That's love. Black love.
Molly Hatchet.
Crystal. With members of Molly Hatchet.
That's love.
Black love.
That's love.
Black love.
That's love.
Black love.
Black love.
Incidentally, the number one song in the land this week in 1979, Reunited.
And it feels so good.
Yep. Herb had a lot of peaches. He was around for a long time. Never kept the same lady twice.
That's right. There's only ever one current Peaches, and the rest are known as ungrateful.
All right, we're going to take a break. Mark Haney and the news is next. Black love.
That's love.
Black love.
That's love.
Black love.
Black love.
We'll be back. I was just telling Haney, I like that song.
Well, you shouldn't.
By Bad Flower, because it says heroin. I think it's an anti-heroin song, but it's I like it.
Well, there are so many pro-heroin songs, yeah. I think there's room for an anti-heroin song.
But it's like
song.
In my veins again, and but I like it. It's got an eerie feeling to it.
And not a damn thing to do with you.
And nothing to do with me. But
you can't relate to it.
I was never a heroin addict.
So never an addict, no.
No. Experimenter, you know, for kicks.
You know, I think that's the red line for most people.
Yeah.
You play around with other things.
Yeah.
But when the works come out, yeah. I got to go.
Yeah. Sorry. What, are you going to go in the other room, a little toots-garooski? You going to pop that pill? You know? Okay. Somebody bring out the works.
Mm-hmm. Time to go.
Yeah, I think I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah, I'm over my head.
Yeah. It's out of my league.
Help, I'm in the deep end. Lifeguard.
I like the song, though. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. 1100 block of Palm Avenue.
What are you talking about, man? I thought you said you liked to party.
Yeah, I got the works here.
Here, you can use my needle.
You don't mind sharing, do you?
What the?
Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Granite Court and New Hampshire Court. And one more for you, Fort Myers. Hilton Garden Way and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. And you are up to date. Again, it's an anti-heroin song, but it sounds like he's experiencing things like heroin.
And you find it appealing.
I like the sound of the song.
Which is supposed to be the sound of heroin.
Well, kind of, you know, anti-thing, but it's I feel it in my veins again. And
you feel it in your veins when you listen to it?
I can't relate. Now, what other people get from that is fine. I just like the sound. It's eerie. It's got a creep factor to it.
Haunting?
Haunting. Haunting.
Like, sort of like, I don't know. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Well, it depends on who's singing it. Simon and Garfunkel or The Punch.
I've come to talk to you again.
Right. It's different.
Parsley, sage.
It's different.
Yeah,
it has different meaning to me, depending on who's singing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's. I did traffic. Mark Haney.
You did. I guess an accident on Hilton Jacobs Parkway or something.
Like that. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Charles Kuralt in New York, Eric Severide in Miami Beach, Charles Collingwood in London, George Herman in Washington, Marvin Kalb in Washington, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, and Daniel Shore in Washington.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, May 20th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. All right. McDonald's knew they had a hit on their hand when they introduced the quarter pounder.
Sure.
And not only did the burger-consuming public stand up and take notice, but the competition did it as well. The good people at A&W Root Beer said, you know what? This quarter pounder is a game changer.
Yeah, it's got legs.
They got a hit on their hands.
Yep.
What can we do to top it? And then one of their little math whizzes raised his hand and said, what if we one up the quarter pounder and we make a third pound burger?
Which at home is what you do normally.
Now there were gasps throughout the room.
Yeah.
And the man was immediately anointed a genius. But they soon turned against the egghead. Mm-hmm. Why?
Why?
Well, A&W proudly introduced a third-pound burger.
Yeah.
Just makes sense. It's a bigger burger.
Sure.
Unfortunately, it was a huge failure.
Why?
Because the American public doesn't realize that a third-pound burger is bigger than a quarter-pounder.
What? What?
They thought it was smaller than a quarter-pounder. Well, that's a quarter-pounder. You're giving me a third-pounder?
Yeah. That's a pound of beef divided into fours or divided into threes.
Never got that far in the thought process. Who are they trying to fool?
Come on. Any more meat?
A quarter, that's four.
Yeah.
And a third, that's one. Trying to rip me off.
What?
That's why it flopped.
That's...
because we didn't know.
What is that, a third-pound burger? What is that? Is that an A&W burger?
That's an A&W third-pound double.
I'd eat that.
Oh, hell yeah, you would. I'd like one right now.
That's a good-looking burger.
It is.
We don't have an A&W around here, though.
Nope.
Are they even in business anymore?
I think so.
But we don't have one.
No, not that I know of. Maybe in a mall or an airport.
Yeah.
What are the three largest countries in North America?
North America. Well, the only ones I know of are United States and Canada.
So in order, what are the largest three countries?
Canada, USA, and unknown, as far as I know.
Well, you're correct, except for unknown. That would be Greenland. Considered North America.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at the map where there's A&Ws. I guess there's one in Orlando.
One in Tampa. Lakeland.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it. There's none south of Orlando. Empty.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a franchise opportunity. You and I can open it. Stan and Haney's A&W food stand.
No, but I did have a thought. Of how we could, well, maybe not us, but our descendants would be rich if we started it.
What?
Well, it's, you can't tell anybody about this, okay?
No, it's between you and I.
Because it's a big money idea.
What is it? But we won't see it.
No. And if you tell somebody and they follow through on my idea, I need to be cut in. Okay? Fair is fair.
Okay, all right.
You know how they say everything old is new again? If things keep going the way that they're going with people buying the global warming hook, line, and sinker, combined with autonomous vehicles, you know what will be coming back in a big way?
What?
Cars won't look like what we have now.
Of course not.
Because driving won't be...
No. They'll be space-age looking.
But what they will become, in essence...
tail fins.
You won't see cars.
What?
You will see vans. Basically, you know, the shape of a Class B or B-plus RV.
Yeah.
And they will become what private rail cars were back at the turn of the last century.
Street cars, too.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is the car business is going to be changed. And when you don't have to worry about driving the car, you want to basically have a living room on wheels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd be like a Pullman car.
Yeah.
Hold on. According to Morgan, he says that there is an A&W in the Edison Mall.
Well, I think I said that. Maybe, you know, mall, airport.
Yeah, you made a general identification of that.
But I think that's how it's going to be. And you think about the money to be made on a luxury coach?
Did you see that? I forget what country's doing it.
You don't like it, do you?
No. You want to take us back?
You wouldn't buy one?
You want to take us back to the circus cars and trolleys?
No, I'm talking about an autonomous vehicle, but something that you can relax in, where you got your refrigerator, you got your toilet.
That's what you got Dave for as a driver.
That's what I got Dave for. I'm talking about the future yet.
I'm not around in the future.
No. You never have been. Speaking of the future.
Yes. Yeah.
You know this little piece of equipment that I use over here?
Yeah.
On a regular basis?
Yeah, a little squawk box.
Mm-hmm. It runs off a SCSI drive. And I Googled it because I wanted to look up something in the owner's manual.
Yeah.
And what I found was a video where a guy was doing work on the inside of it. And what grabbed me is the guy goes, yeah, I got this for a song. I guess they used this in radio years ago.
Years ago? Well, it's true, but we still use it.
And he's looking at it, he's going, look at this junk.
Junk?
Yep. You can see on the cards right here, I'm going to zoom in, 1990. Woo!
You know what? When the first one crashed and you needed a new one, you had to give up part of your soul for this place to get you a new one. Oh, they went and made you do a song and a dance just so you can have your piece of equipment back.
And this guy just keeps going on and on about how antiquated it is.
I think you can still get them.
You can. But the guy's pointing out, this. Well, I looked these up, and they go for a pretty penny, but my God, they're overpriced, because what is it?
It's a radio thing.
The country.
Yeah, I guess they use these in the
90s. Radio. Is this the video?
Yep.
This hunk of junk.
Yeah, I've removed the SCSI drive, because that's completely outdated, and I've replaced it with a simple memory card adapter here. Make it usable.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Oh, God. But it made me feel bad.
Why?
Because I'm very protective of this
thing. I know. You always have been.
It's a good boy.
It's a good boy.
But what a piece of junk.
This thing.
I mean, for what it does, it probably was good at the time, but 1990.
Yeah. Oh, and somebody just said your idea won't come up. Star Trek already came up with it.
Star Trek didn't come up with it.
Yeah, that's what he said.
You know what? And the Simpsons predict the future. Okay, fine. You know what? I'm talking to somebody that's in the recreational vehicle business right now. We can build a prototype.
Uh-huh.
We build a prototype. Yeah. And what we'll do is we'll put a case around the driver's area for now.
Right.
So you don't even see it.
Right.
You don't see the wheel.
Right.
And
it just gives you the sensation that it's going by itself. Because you won't see the driver.
Yeah, you lock the driver out.
Right.
You could have a locking door on that. Either that or the driver's wheel is only accessible by the door on the outside.
Right.
So that when you're on the inside, you got to text the driver.
Yeah. Unless somebody like a John Travolta wants to hijack it.
But inside, you've got a combo toilet shower.
That's great!
You've got a kitchen.
It would drive you nuts. It's nice novelty.
You got a kitchen. You got your fridge. You got your TV.
God.
Why can't you understand this?
I think it's a great idea. Pursue it. Pursue it.
And you think about when your daughter was young, you immediately went and bought a minivan because you had one child.
I didn't immediately buy a minivan. I was told I was buying a minivan.
Now think about people with families, and they put the kids there, right. And there's a TV to keep them occupied.
Right. Jesus.
God, I get nowhere.
Can we take a break?
We can in a second. But I want you to acknowledge all,
I'm acknowledging it, okay? I'm acknowledging
all of the memos that I wrote in the early 90s that could have changed history.
Yeah.
Nobody listened to me.
No.
And then, you know,
I listened to you.
No. What you did is you listened to me 20 years later when you open up a drawer and go, what's this? Oh, my God. Look at what Haney wrote.
I know. It was brilliant.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Guy wants to know, are you talking about a train? Something like that?
I think.
Something like that? What is that? What are you talking about?
No, I won't laugh that off because that could make a comeback too.
I'd love to be on a train.
Would you like to have a private rail car?
Sure, I would.
What if your private rail car could drive on the highway
now
and then go right up onto the train?
Tell you right now, I'd hate to be behind it driving on the highway with that thing stuck behind that. Not being able
it's
to
It's happening now. People can manually drive a Class B or B-plus RV right in front of you.
What about that?
Well, hold
See,
on.
Already invented. Look. Already invented. Right
no,
there.
That's not.
It's already invented. That's what it is.
That's what it no.
Is. It's already what?
That's way too small.
You talking about a bus?
I'm talking about a van. Okay? A van. A friggin' van. An oversized van.
I don't want to be on the. I don't want to be stuck behind that
on an extended chassis.
Self-driving passenger vans hit the road.
That's a passenger van. I'm talking about a luxury RV.
I don't want to be stuck behind you.
I am talking about, like, let's say a Winnebago Interstate.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe even the Tommy Bahama signature version. That type of quality.
All right.
In a driverless vehicle.
Is it going to run off a SCSI drive?
Interestingly enough,
I can't
due
take
to
it.
Peculiarities in the frame, yes, it would.
Okay. Mark?
And it'll also run off that DDR RAM. SD okay. RAM.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I should think it through a little
yep.
more. Not easy being me, Stan.
And it never has been.
Krispy Kreme is rolling out a product no one wants. Krispy Kreme Thailand has rolled out a new donut filled with yellow cream.
Mmm.
Flavored to taste like salted egg. No word on whether we'll get it or not.
I hope not.
You know, I stand beside the Austrian government on this statement.
Always have.
Don't kiss cows.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
There is a viral challenge. It's going on mainly overseas in your Europe area. Where people are kissing cows on the mouth.
That's not good.
And the Austrian government felt the need to get involved, telling people, don't do it. Now, forget the germs. They're more concerned that when you have your yahoos sneaking up on cows,
yeah,
they will hurt you.
Oh, a cow will hurt you.
Especially if there are calves about.
Yep.
So stop it. Stop it now.
A cow can kick. They got a head as hard as granite.
And people look at them, oh, look at them. They're docile. They're stupid. I can F with this.
No, they, no.
What does your average cow weigh?
A ton. They bite.
Do they?
Amazon Prime has a van like you're talking about, Hanny. It's made by Mercedes.
Well, all kinds of things are built off the Mercedes Sprinter platform. A lot of good quality products.
Yeah. They make a good product.
I mean, you got Winnebago, Road Track. Of course, that's been taken over by Irwin Heimer.
Right.
But
what about an Airstream?
Pleasure Way?
Airstream?
Dolphin?
Each Airstream has a number, and you can identify everything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Interstate is made by Airstream, not Winnebago.
Thank you. Yeah, Airstream is a brand.
It's yeah, Airstream works off the Mercedes Sprinter platform,
yeah.
The extended Mercedes Sprinter platform.
They look like a traveling aluminum death trap.
Well, no, these are Sprinters. You're thinking about the Airstream trailer, right, which is, you tow behind. The Airstream Interstate, that's one you can drive.
Cows kill about 100 people a year.
They sure do. And as we know from little AOC, they fart a lot. Apparently, he'd been in the bar drinking that night. And as it was shutting down, he opted to not go home.
Yeah.
He hid out until the employees closed up and left for the night. Once he was satisfied they were gone, he went back to enjoying himself.
That's when the party started.
Mm-hmm. Now, it probably seemed like a great idea at the time. He was arrested for burglary and theft.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? Stan?
Haney?
Would you consider dating a woman named Georgia Zawacki?
Sounds like a good Polish girl. Zawacki. That's Polish, I think.
Mm-hmm. There's a little something we've learned about women. All women.
Yep. They're all crazy.
And
capable of anything.
Which brings us to Georgia Zawacki. She lives in fabulous West Newton, Pennsylvania.
Where is that? Where is West Newton? Is it near Philly?
It's west of East Newton.
Gotcha. Pittsburgh area.
Georgia had a birthday on Wednesday.
Well, good.
Lovely Georgia turned 55.
Oh, jeez.
And Georgia has certain expectations.
Sure she does at 55 and her birthday.
Many of these expectations fell to her new boyfriend, David Ray. They have been living together for 4 months.
Well, establishing a nice relationship.
David did not acknowledge Georgia's 55th birthday.
Because he could have sworn she was 65. Look at that mess.
David did not get Georgia a present.
Uh-oh.
David did not get Georgia a cake.
Uh-oh.
David did not get Georgia a card.
Woo!
So...
what did David get?
We're getting to that. So after Georgia finished drinking her birthday vodka.
Yeah.
She retrieved a box cutter.
Oh, no.
and went to work on David with said box cutter after she'd had her birthday vodka. David ended up cut and bloody, and Georgia was arrested on several charges, including aggravated assault and reckless endangerment.
Jeez. Look, I mean, seriously, look at her. Throw away the key. That goes away.
And poor David looks like he fell off his bike on the way to school. And that's the news for today, Monday,
there
May
he is.
20.
Little Mucky Haney selling it.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Mucky Haney selling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through the evening, also coming up, the cockfight tonight. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon, brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. Crash, Fort Myers, Winkler Road, and College Parkway.
Are you going to have an interview with that Mr. Jeffrey who witnessed Arnold Schwarzenegger getting dropkicked?
Did you hear about that? I'm working on it right now. I think he was a witness. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
Traveling a lot, I drunk pack. Do we all know what drunk packing is? Right? It's just like you come home and you're like, gonna watch this Extends infomercial on silent. Pour myself a cup of water and then forget about it on this table. And now it is time to pack for my 5-day trip to Jamaica. What do I need for 5 days in Jamaica? One underwears. 6 bow ties. I'm gonna bring this bulky Santa suit with me to Jamaica. It's gonna be so hot in Jamaica. I'm gonna bring some weed because I don't know if they're gonna have any weed in Jamaica. What's this? Pictures from 7th grade. I should probably look at these for 45 minutes.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. A buddy of mine asked me, he's in a completely different line of work. He's in the air conditioning business. And he said, I had a customer who listens to you guys and said the first question he asked me, he said, oh, do you know Stan and Haney over at K-Rock?
Why?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Yes, I do.
First question the customer asked the air conditioning guy was, does Stan really hate Dave as much as it sounds like on the radio?
Well, hate is an ugly word.
It's a very ugly word. But once again, it proves, as Stan gets stabbed in the back again by Dave. Let's go back, and I'll tell you what happened Saturday night. I love to fish. I also like to go and catch sharks. I've never had the opportunity, but I'd like to go catch sharks, big ones.
Well,
so
you've
I can
caught
put a
shark
in.
Before.
Yeah, but that was just by chance. Oh, you got a little shark on there. Oopsie-daisy. So, a couple of years ago, and it's up to a couple of years ago, we had a fishing tournament here at the radio station. They said, well, Stan, you got to go and do the fishing tournament. I said, I'll do the fishing tournament if I can get on a boat and go fishing. Who wanted to go along? Dave wanted to go
along. He's the waterman.
He's the waterman.
You named him that. You remember why you named him that?
Yep, because he's everything water. Boating, scuba diving, surfing, he's the waterman.
And I guess that's something they call people in Hawaii.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So,
oh, you thought you made it up?
I just can't.
They actually call people
I had no
that.
Idea. So, a couple of years ago, we had to do a fishing tournament. And the whole time we're on the boat, I'll get you fishing, Stan. I know a guy that can get you fishing. We go out anytime you want. We'll go fishing. Well, we finished the thing. He claims to know the guy over at the marina who doesn't know him. Don't worry, I can go and get us fishing. Well, months go by. Dave isn't getting it. I said, I guess I'm going to have to go and charter a boat, pay for it, to go and do 4 hours of fishing. Mm-hmm. And so I charter a boat, and he wants to come along. Sure, you can come, Dave. No money to pay the captain. No money to get lunch. No money to tip the captain. He just went along for the ride. It all came out of Stan's pocket.
So, great day, but you paid full freight.
Full freight. So, Dave, don't worry, Stan. I told you I'd get you fishing. I know a guy we can go shark fishing. Set it up, Dave. I'll make sure a weekend is free. We'll go. Set it up. I'd love to do that. That's what I've always wanted to do. That was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Nothing's ever come of it. Oh, I'll get you. I'll get you.
Yeah, he says that all the time.
All the time. Never happens. So my Saturday night was free. I didn't do any. My girlfriend had to work. Saturday night was free. I'm sitting watching TV. My phone goes off. It's Dave the Waterman.
Because you're sitting home alone with nothing to do.
Nothing to do. And he sends me this picture. What's that a picture of?
It's the Waterman holding about a 4.5-foot shark.
Yeah.
Maybe, I can't tell what kind.
Maybe even a 5-footer. Well, I'll tell you what kind because he made sure he told me.
Black tip?
Yeah. So I see this, and I'm going, what the F? I said, thanks for the invite. Oh, I'll get you next time.
What?
Yeah, here you go. I said, well, he says, oh, look what I caught last night. I said, thanks for the invite. He didn't say I'm going shark fishing or anything like that. This is 3 years now that he's, oh, I'm going to take you shark
fishing.
That's
a nice shark he's got there. Would you say it's 5?
What does he say? He says 4 foot.
Yeah, I pegged it at 4.5. Maybe he's not counting the tail.
His reply after I said, thanks for the invite. Because I could have gone. I would have loved to have gone. Would have loved it.
Because he's sending you this picture virtually live.
Yep.
Let me see it again. That's a nice shark.
Yep, big shark. I said, thanks for the invite. He texts back to me, got us all lined up, Stan, for the weekend after next.
What?
Are you cool with that? We're going to go out. You got to be out at night. We leave the Gulf just before sunset. He has no intention, nor are there any plans to go shark fishing.
No, he just got a couple of beers in him and started thinking about you.
I said to him, I said, I'll believe it when I'm on the boat. You liar.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.